Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I can look at the pictures, and you don't have to go through everything on my behalf, but this is the property that Southbrook Church purchased. Now, I recall that the reason we sold it, I mean, because selling land to non-taxable entities is not something that we do lightly. It's, you know, especially on 76th Street. I recall, at least I thought, that the reason why we were able to do this was because there were some issues with the land that was not going to be easily developed. Am I wrong on that? Like, we sold it because it was not the best location, or the topography wasn't the best in terms of wetlands and something else. Is that not the case? Is that, no?
I don't remember that.
So, I mean, I remember voting for that, but.
There are potential, above and beyond what's obviously on the property, there are potential, even less so with the other property, but more so with this one, other potential wetlands in this property. I believe there was also a small swale that they thought the previous owners, Southbrook, thought might be something that they would have to protect. I recall they had two options for the layout for their church. One, assuming that all these potential wetlands and drainage ways would be protected resources, and one, assuming that they weren't. And if any of those possible ones became really protected, yeah, it became cost prohibitive for them to build their church.
I can add a little bit in regard to wetland. This site did have the wetlands delineated and the Natural Resource Protection Plan completed. There are wetlands here. There's some more wetlands down in this area, so you'll see there's a buffer here that we're not showing any lots. The small drainage ditch that he was referring to comes from the ball diamonds of the Franklin-owned property and kind of cut right down through the middle here. And at one point, some of the old documents in our research showed that as wetland, but then future documents took it out, and then we got some letters from the DNR and the Corps, Army Corps, who had reviewed it and came up with and said, this is not wetland. So at some point, somebody looked at this and thought, this was a wetland. You have your 75-foot setbacks. You have your wetland buffer. You have your wetland setback, which really takes a chunk of that rear piece out of the mix. But the state agencies both determined it was not wetland, so it did kind of open up the backside. There's also some wooded area here and wooded area here, but because there already was a Natural Resource Protection Plan prepared for this one, we've kind of laid out this layout around what we already know. So we're more comfortable in this layout than the other layout because of the unknown wetlands on the southern piece.
Everything worked out in the end, right, Jonathan? So, but, you know, we can still do something here.
Alderman Mayor.
Sidewalks again. Still want to see sidewalks. The other thing the rest of us have to think about is 76th and Ryan. That intersection is in very bad shape. I don't know when the state's going to come through and redo it, but that basically the last subdivision in this one, they're all going to be going up, going through 76th and Ryan to get anywhere else. So that intersection is going to need attention. One way or another.
This one, just one comment in the written report. I think they made reference to the comp plan being business park, but we believe it's commercial on the comp plan.
The map online is commercial. It was never updated. There is a separate ordinance.
Okay.
Again, it's really hard to read this small thing. Do you have any commercial on 76? Would you consider that?
I don't think so. Yeah, when we looked at the layout and with where the wetland constraints from the Natural Resource Protection Plan came in, we didn't really see a decent footprint for a commercial avenue here. When we looked at the comprehensive master plan on the east side of 76th Street, you're primarily in natural resource land, so there's a little bit of commercial right along 76, but the majority of the property on the east side of the road is all natural resource protection. So we really didn't see much of a commercial footprint on that side of the street. And when we looked at that, we kind of thought that this would be the natural buffer between commercial to the north and then, you know, transition into residential to the south. And that's why we came up with kind of the two-family plan for this site. We thought it was a natural extension, provides a nice buffer, still brings rooftops to the area, brings infrastructure, sewer, water to the area. So the parcel to the west here could continually potentially go into Business Park, and then the areas to the north and to the north and the east could also go into commercial. So we just thought it was a perfect fit to kind of provide that separation between residential and business/commercial uses in the area.
So you're proposing this as side-by-side apartments?
Two-family townhomes.
Newman-owned and managed?
We might go with single lot line individual units or two-family condominiums. We're contemplating that right now, but looking for a two-family type product here.
Joel, could you give the council members the comp master plan sheet by email of this blow-up section and a couple of the surrounding areas like he has there? Just send it out to us.
That map is incorrect, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we rezone
it? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Okay. And then I guess the same comments go on this one as the other one about the residents' concern about the cost. So I think you definitely need to work on that angle before I'm real happy with making a decision on that.
This one, just to kind of come full circle on the sewer, this sewer availability on this one is kind of right in this area. So we'd run sewer up 76 and then into our site, serve this, and then stub one here for the future extension. So again, the sewer is available for us to tap into. Same applies for the water, that we have to look into that further.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Great. Thank you for your feedback this evening.
Yeah, thank you.
We look forward.
All right, council's preference. Council president vote or move on with business?
Business. Yeah, business.
Item G4.
Three. Oh yeah, four.
Come on.
Yeah, four.
I put my phone there on purpose.
I know.
Water extension to serve three lots on northwest corner of Pute's Road and 35th. Which are you moving?
To
waive the requirement to extend water main at this time and assess the properties when water is extended.
Right.
Is that your motion? Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have concerns to make sure it doesn't get missed with that. I mean, $140,000 per lot is a lot in the future. So,
that's why.
And then not to give the people any, ability to do that. I just don't want the people to be blindsided, because then the city comes out the bad person on this. So what kind of provisions are we going to put in that can make sure that it's stated very prominently everywhere with an estimate of cost so the people that are going to buy these homes?
Mark.
This is a motion to waive, so there is no cost.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah, motion to waive it.
There is no cost, there is no water. And when it goes in, then they give up their rights to object, but they don't have it, but it's not going in here.
So what you're saying is the developer wouldn't put it in. You don't think it'll go in the future, but if it does, is there some place that this would go into the documents for the people that might have to?
Mr. Morrow.
As any other project where the city installs the project, and we would assess the people at that time, and there's a maximum per foot that we talked about last year. I believe it's $140 per foot for water. The reason why this project is so expensive is because to meet our master plan and working on the side of the road, they're just very large pipes. So the individual would be assessed for up to an 8-inch size pipe, and only for their property. So the corner property would just be on one side and so forth. So it would be substantially less than $140,000 per lot in the future for the person living there. The city would bear the major brunt of that expense, the oversizing cost. And if we were to install a 24-inch, because we'd have to connect to something else, I think everyone else down the road already has sufficient wells, so there's not a need for like a big lot that we would have to serve in the future, like what you saw tonight.
Okay, so if I'm buying a lot there, how will I know that I could get a future assessment? What's the language that will be on?
What? Just like you would buy any other lot in the city, if a water line goes by, you'd be assessed per the appropriate assessment at that time, maximum assessment.
I'm talking about the language that says they wouldn't be able to have a say-so either way, that there could be a future assessment. I mean, wouldn't that be like tagged to the title or something?
I wrote that in there. I'm used to people remonstrating. It's more of a formal. In this situation, it's not really formal, but the council at that time would have to understand that, look, this person, they've saved a lot of money by not having to pay for that with the price of their home, and the council at that time will understand that, you know, they may vote or may return a survey with no, but hopefully would consider that at the time.
Mr. Deagle.
There is a condition in the approval of CSM that they have to put a note on the CSM reflecting whatever the common council decides on this matter. It was envisioned to be as simple as public sewer and water is required or is not required. We could ask the developer if he'd want to expand upon that note and say a little bit more.
Well, we keep saying developer. The family that owns the lot and the area there is the developer, and it's their two kids that are getting houses on these lots. So it's going to be somebody after that may have an issue, not the current people.
Yeah, I understand. That's the people that I'm concerned about.
It would be substantially cheaper for the family to pay for it in the future under an assessment situation.
Yeah, so I appreciate it, but I don't think it's
right. Well, I understand it's substantially cheaper now. I'm just concerned about
Then it will be cheaper.
Then it will be.
Alderman Taylor.
Bank Runner, then you have to look at where you're running it to. I mean, if they don't want it, where would be running to get past them to go somewhere? And really, there's, you got Franklin Woods, you got further west down Putes on the north side. Yeah, there's a big sign for sale. It's been there since I've been here, and there's nothing but woods and wetland, as you very well know, as Richard Bargalotta or whatever. Is that right the first time?
He
walked me all through there when I first got elected back in 2008, and
it's wet,
there's
right?
Yeah, it's very wet, and there's areas, on the south side through Franklin Woods that should have never been built if you talk to Jack Bennett, because there's nonstop water issues right in that area. Mm-hmm. So because there's no water really that you need to get past these properties, it's probably not a concern.
The motion is made and seconded to waive the requirement to extend the mains. All those in favor of waiving the requirement, Mr. City Attorney. I knew I couldn't get through it.
Well, I have a couple questions. Hearing Mr. Dito, thinking that this is a simple matter of waiving any requirement for assessment at this time, what I'm not understanding is why is it cheaper in the future?
Because in this situation, the city's only picking up $30,000 as an oversizing cost. In the future, the city would bear the brunt. For example, this is only three lots, so $450,000 split among three is substantially more than what we would charge them per foot. So in the future, we couldn't assess.
So the per foot cap of $140.
Yes, would be less than.
Is a lot less than.
$140,000 per lot. Yes.
Properties when water's extended by the city or others, that's a special assessment project.
Yeah,
They're not waiving notice and hearing of a special assessment here. That's a special form under statute. Right? You're just saying that in the future they could be specially assessed.
That'd be correct. You could probably strike the last half of that sentence.
Motion that I read.
And then it's
not
a normal special assessment
process.
That's
why I was confused.
And like every other property in the city of Franklin that does not have public sewer or water, and if someone proposes to bring it along their property line, there's a public hearing.
Alderman Barber's motion was to waive the requirement to extend water mains at this time. That was your second, wasn't it, Alderman Dandridge?
Yep.
See, I knew it. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
What was that?
No, I was just clearing my throat.
Item G5, a resolution to establish or amend employee benefit to provide for a continuation of eligibility to participate in and payment in partial payment or reimbursement for health insurance.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. You okay, Craig? Excellent. Item G6, a resolution imposing conditions for special use for landscaping snow removal, 8833 South 27th. Brian.
Second.
Crum. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, a resolution imposing conditions for a dance studio at 11311 West Forest Home. And let the record reflect that Alderman Mayer has left a seat at 8:12.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Move on to item G8, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for special use for landscaping business at 11307 West Forest Home. Alderman Nelson.
I had an opportunity to speak with staff regarding their some previous concerns, and Mr. Sumwalton Planning confirmed that all the issues that were brought up to him had been resolved.
And a motion.
Motion. Move forward on it.
Second.
Motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
And aye.
Alderman Mayer is back.
Aye.
Move on to G9. We did that. G10, we did. G11, authorization to accept delivery of 2017
Jeep Cherokee.
Second.
Third.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is an ordinance to amend the budget to account for these appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G13 is the finance report for the month.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in
favor. What page are you going to tell us to look at?
No, I'm not going to do this this time. It's pretty much quarterly. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4G14, notice of claim.
Motion deny.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 15, notice of claim from
motion deny.
Deny.
Second.
I love it, guys. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And move back to item E1, E3, election of the common council president. History has allowed nominations from the floor and then ballots. Alderman Barber.
I would like to nominate Mark Dandry for the council president.
Is there a second?
Second.
You don't need a second.
You don't need a second, though.
Okay. Any other nominations? Alderman Nelson.
I'd like to nominate Alderman Stephen Taylor.
Okay. Any other nominations? All right. Is there a preference? Ballot or voice vote?
Ballot.
Ballot. Okay. While Sandy does that.
Because I can't write Mickey Mouse in if I don't have a ballot.
Tell you what. Let's adjourn for, or let's.
That's my middle name.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a 3-minute recess.
3-minute mark of recess. Oh, we've got 3 minutes.
/8:19, you're calling back.
And the clerk will collect and tabulate.
We're going to pass them down, or she's going to actually physically collect them.
She's going to ask us.
Here, just right. No, exactly. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Come on, Jesus. <geez. laughs>
Do we have licenses tonight or no?
Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just getting doing it.
Taylor?
Oh.
Taylor?
And the next one voted off the island.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, right.
D'Andrea?
Even. We'll split ourselves in half.
Right, we will. Yeah.
Mark D.
Who's that?
Yeah.
It's Mickey Mouse.
SMT.
Okay, keep going, guys.
You can break it down.
Keep going. Keep going.
The mayor's going to break. Hey, that happened in lacrosse. The mayor broke a tie.
Keep going.
Thank you for the offer.
We've once done, we did 38.
You're kidding me. The mayor doesn't break a
third.
No, we need a third. Can we open up the nominations again?
The mayor can break the tie. He's asking that we vote
for the same, or do you want new candidates?
He's asking a question about.
I don't know an answer. City attorney shaking left to right.
I don't think you can open.
No additional nominations.
No.
Nominations are closed when you started voting.
We thought we were going to hire early. City.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't written anything yet.
Yeah. I have paper.
It's tough.
Yeah. It loses.
Do you have a
interest card? After the first one.
How does a friend
get you can't use those again.
SFT. Mark D. Steve F. Taylor.
They're changing the writing now. Mm-hmm.
D'Andrea.
That's good.
Taylor, Mark D.
Okay, folks, keep going. Somebody make a convincing statement.
Well, why don't we hear from the candidates?
Yes. Steve.
Well, I guess the way I look at it is, you know, the mayor and I haven't got along for a long time. And this actually forces us, and we met last week. I try and put out the olive branch to sit down and say, let's work together. And this forces us to work a lot closer than we have in the past, because that's how it was with Mayor Taylor and I. So that's how I look at it. You know, I mean, when I called the mayor up, this was before the election, and said, well, to be blunt, this shit's got to stop. And so this will, I think, force that to work.
No, he didn't say shit.
I did. Well, I said more than that, I'm sure.
Alderman Dave.
Well, I guess many of you know that I've always supported Steve. Actually, Steve has gotten me involved with city government from the onset, being on Board of Review. And then he asking me to consider running for his aldermanic seat when he was going to step down 4 years ago. My background, banking, commercial banking, carry real estate licenses, carry insurance licenses. I've been involved with nonprofit organizations, sitting on boards and advising them. I'm bringing my expertise voluntarily to the organization, and it's nonpartisan. And that's how I make my decisions. I make my decisions not based on who they are or what they are, but it's based on the logic and the logic, and it makes sense. If it makes sense for the community, my decisions are based on making a decision for the city, not just for my friendship and associations with fellow councilmen.
Okay, round three. I don't know why you did speeches, because everybody voted before the speeches.
Well, Mark didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
SFT. RFD. A little bit of a beat to it.
Unlike the two candidates.
Taylor. Dandria.
I can sit here all night.
Well, you could do something, too. You know, we could rip this in half and get two out of one if you'd like.
No, this will be the last one, won't it? Oh.
Mark's got a tablet.
Thank you.
Are you
wake up.
Well, you can just pass,
oh, pass
down.
It down. I didn't know. I thought we had.
I was in the hospital.
Who was the two people? Who were the people running?
Then the administrator, James C. Payne, called me around 8:30 the next morning and inquired as to whether or not the mayor could break a tie.
It was Del Siebert,
yes.
And...
and at the very next meeting, my recollection is that Delwyn Siebert was elected council president on the first vote.
Seems to me it was it Elaine Franken?
Come on, all this reminiscing is wonderful. Let's get on with it.
Mark D.
Oh, we'd like to get home.
Yes.
SFT? SFT? Mark D.
I mean, you got your neighbor and treasurer for two elections right there. I mean, that's, so, you know, I think it would be good for you to do.
And you've got your lunch partner.
Well, I'm not
there.
Conceding. I'm just saying that's, you know, why you don't want to break it because of that perception. But I mean, that's, you know, we can sit here all night.
He hasn't bought me lunch in a long time.
My turn next time, and he's going to hit me up big time. Yeah, and next time's mine, he said on the way out, he's going to think of a more expensive place.
I want dinner yet tonight.
We got to eat before.
SFT, Mark D, Steve,
me, I got a vote.
That's great.
Taylor,
ooh,
Mark D.
All right, mayor breaks the tie. Mark,
all right.
That does not set back our lunch, though.
No, that's fine.
Okay. We could have done that all night.
Sign something?
Okay, go to vouchers. Yeah. I-1. Mr. Liberta.
Knew it.
No, I got to do a
license. Yep. H-1. Licenses. Alderman Taylor.
Yep, we have Heilish approve. Or hold for appearance, I'm sorry. Then everything on the first page is approve. Then on page 2... Urban through Civic Celebration 4th of July festivities, the second one is all approved. Then the rest from Academy of Preschool Learning down, all approved pending inspection.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 1, Mr. Lurda.
I just want to add with the bills that it's staff's presumption that any payments under the resolution approved early under item 5 would be able to be released based upon your voucher approval listing as payroll related and or benefit related obligation. So any check that might need to be cut under item 5 should be forwarded.
Okay, this is a motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of April 13, 2017 in the amount of $1,052,012.07 and payroll, including the items from I-5, payroll dated April 14, 2017 in the amount approximately $368,835.05 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount approximately $204,118.13 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated April 28, 2017, estimated at $408,000 in payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated the amount of $393,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax settlements and refunds with an ending date of April 13, 2017, in the amount of $7,540,320.34.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Motion passes, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. I congratulate all my aldermen for re-election. Alderman Nelson, welcome.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.